Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
But we're now graced with the immense presence of...
The illustrious Paul Arnfield.
The immense presence of Paul Arnfield from Kiart's.
The presence is immense.
So Kiart's literally across the water from us here, and now with new improved access through a little bridge.
Yeah, so I just run over it, making lots of noise.
Yeah, it's quite noisy, isn't it? What's coming up here at Kiart's for the next little while?
Well, there, we've got an amazing thing coming up. We've got a week long of theatre and opera, and it's absolutely world class. It's the sort of quality of theatre that we seldom get, that seldom comes down to the Isle of Wight, and it's some amazing things, and it's topped and tailed, bookended, if you like, by two performances by Stone Crab's Theatre. And Stone Crab's Theatre, a company that started up, I think, about 15 years ago, and they work all over the world. They work a lot in Japan, all over the in Brazil, and they're coming over, and they're reviving on Thursday night their first production, I believe, which was some kind of love story, which was not a sort of lesser known Arthur Miller play. It's a thriller, fairly hard hitting, and they're reviving that on Thursday, which is a real treat, and it's going to be brilliant. And then followed on by the following Wednesday, a play that's been completely devised and rehearsed on the island, it's based on a Brazilian novel, Teatro de Agresta, I think it's pronounced, it's called, and it's with an LGBTQ theme. It's a scathing indictment of the power of greed, and it's using music, storytelling, breaking form theatre. It's absolutely amazing. We've been hearing it because they're rehearsing in the room below our office, and it's absolutely incredible. They've got the most incredible performer doing beautiful music. I mean, absolutely beautiful music, and it looks like it's going to be it sounds like it's going to be a stunning performance. And if their last production they did at the Quay, which was Buzzo and the Damask Drum, which was almost entirely in Japanese, and filled the theatre, and the audience left absolutely enraptured because they were such an incredible performance.
Wow.
Anyway, like I say, they top and tail a week of theatre, because we've also got closer to home, Kevin Wilson and Origins Theatre have also devised and are premiering another premiere, which is a play called ID, which is again ties in with the Pride theme, because obviously that's all coming up and imminent.
UK Pride is here this summer.
Absolutely.
I mean, how good does that get?
And this coincides, this play on Friday night coincides with the launch of a Pride exhibition at the Quay Arts, where we've got LGBTQ artists from the island and further afield, some really high-end national artists, worldwide artists exhibiting at the Quay. And the Quay, the exhibition's got to be all over the building. So that launches on Friday night, followed by this performance of ID by Origins Theatre. I sat through the rehearsal the other day and helped out with the teching on it, and it, I have to say, I think it's a really, really good play.
Good.
Touching, a really good message, well written, well delivered, and well acted as well. Some really good performances.
We know Kevin quite well, and his plays can be a bit deeper meaningful from time to time, and
this is done with quite a light touch, I think. It's really good, really good. And and then on Saturday night we've got Diva's Gala by Project Opera. They're coming to the island. They're doing several performances across the island.
Amazing.
They're three female voices and a really great pianist. They're coming and performing solos and ensembles from Aida, Turandot, and the likes, The Marriage of Figaro, etc.
Wow.
So really looking forward to that. We don't get a lot of opera on the island, so that's
it'll be a nice change, terrific.
And then, as if we're not spoiled enough, to coincide, because next week is there's the International Refugee Week, we've got this incredible play that was a massive success at Edinburgh, has just coming straight back from Berlin and then via America, and it's a one-woman play, and she uses puppetry, really interesting techniques, to deliver this wonderful, very magical story that touches on a lot of the subjects in a very magical and mystical way, but touches on a lot of the subjects of refugees.
Wow.
And there will be a discussion afterwards. It's called The Other by Gail Lacornick. Is the woman, and so yeah, a week long of amazing theatre,
yes.
and two really good exhibitions. As I say, we've got this whole exhibition, the Pride exhibition, which is all over the building, but in the main gallery we've got a pop-up exhibition, if you like, called Bloom, which brings together all different multidisciplinary arts, lots of different artists and florists.
Oh,
art and florists.
Yeah, as well as various exhibits from the island's heritage collection.
All right.
So we've got some beautiful things.
But then floristry is an art in itself, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Including a lovely bust of summer.
A bust of summer.
A bust of summer. Yes.
Okay.
A beautiful alabaster. Of summer, which
does summer know?
The summer knows, yes.
And, you've done brilliantly, Paul. Brilliantly to get to turn the key arts around.
Well, we're just trying to fill it with as much stuff as possible.
Yeah, but it isn't just stuff, is it?
It's good stuff. It's good stuff, exactly. Yes. Thank you. Well spotted. Yes, we're trying to just guarantee quality and diversity. That's the idea. There is literally something for everyone, you know, and including that theatre this weekend. There's some really high end stuff, but also really accessible.
Yes.
And the fact is, it's on the island in our own little theatre. No offence on the size thing, but it is accessible to us.
We
just have to park across the road. Or you come by bus.
But we were there last Friday, as we were saying earlier, for the comedy night. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it's nice to go there.
I would say, you know, that the performers who came over for the comedy, you know, they really, really appreciated it. They thought it was a fantastic theatre. They thought they were really well looked after.
Mm.
They thought the whole thing was a great experience and you know, really, they really enjoyed it, and everyone wants to come back.
That's
what we need. The audience is to come back.
Yeah, well, let's face it, we were discussing this off air. For £10... We had five comedians. You could have a drink in the bar. In fact, you had two breaks. You'd have several drinks in the
bar.
Plus
the compere, who's a comedian himself.
Yeah,
You could have a meal beforehand, if you wish, from your... somewhere. It's a different menu to many other locations on the island, let's put it that way. And what's not to like?
It's a cheap menu as well.
It is a really expensive menu.
Good value for money.
You don't mark up your drinks too much either, which is what some places do. So, you know, it's a nice place. If you're listening to us off the island and you're coming here, you really, really must visit Key Arts, because there's tons of stuff going on.
Well, I have to say, I do think we take it for granted somewhat, and that's confirmed on a daily basis when we have visitors from overseas or from the mainland. You know, well, also overseas, obviously, but they all say, "Oh God, I wish we had this on our front door."
It is really wonderful,
you know, where we live.
Yeah.
Because you know, it is doing a lot of things. There's a lot going on.
And
I think when you're on holiday as well, you do make the effort to go and see stuff.
Yes, you do.
You know, you see what's on and you make an effort to look. When you're at home, you're less proactive, I think.
But it's also a good meeting place and all sorts. Yeah,
there's tons going on there. Yeah. You've got a website, haven't you, Paul?
We have, www.keyarts.org.
Keyarts.org, that'll find it. Or just put Keyarts Newport in there.
Yeah.
And that's Q-U-A-Y, folks, in case you weren't sure. You could have got it the wrong way, didn't you?
You could, and people do. And my foreign friends always call it the Quay.
Yes.
Which is interesting. But, we've got so much good stuff coming up. We're just finished putting the last touches on the next programme. And in terms that we've got the summer school coming up, which of course is fantastic, you know, which over at Jubilee Stores, where we've got so many different activities going on there, printing, jewellery, you know, the whole thing.
Magic.
All that coming up. We've got so much good stuff. We're doing a whole lot of barbecues over the next, throughout August. We're doing every Sunday from July onwards. The last Sunday of every month will be a vegan Sunday. So completely vegan menu. We got some amazing acts. Miska Shibali from the States, sort of a punk, sort of folky artist who's incredible. John McCusker, Heidi Talbot, Folk Gods, doing performing for the first time together. Eli West from America, amazing country artist.
Oh, right, okay.
He's unbelievable. He's been just done a... oh, God, I'm going to embarrass myself now by forgetting the guitarist that he's been working with. Oh.
It'll come to you.
Somebody who plays guitar.
A certain legendary jazz guitarist he's been working with.
Oh, legendary jazz guitar.
But he's incredible. We've got Beans on Toast coming, who's sort of an English punker. Acoustic,
more
folky,
and more and more,
and stuff, and I'll just say, get a couple more plugs if I may.
Yes, of course, please
do. We have other people we've got coming up as well. The tickets have just gone on sale for Martin Stevenson, Nate and the Jars coming back from New York, the amazing jazz guitarist. We've got Jane Sibbery, tickets just gone on sale in December. Absolutely brilliant female singer-songwriter from Canada.
Are you going to come back next month and tell us more?
Yeah, I can do.
Of course you can.
Yeah, right. That's right. You're shutting me up now, aren't you?
Yes.
China Crisis. I'll just put that one on there as well.
China Crisis?
China Crisis.
Wow. Okay.
Good for you.
Just drop that one in the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Name dropping.
Key Arts, everybody, in Newport. You can't miss it. It's got two car parks. Close by,
yeah.
And if you're really clever, you can park not too far from it on the road as well. Without
yes,
the
if you're lucky. Yeah.
If you're lucky, we're on Saturday night. Not that it matters. There's only a quid in the car park across the road anyway overnight. Yeah. So yes, but Key Arts in Newport, tons going. Keyarts.org is the place to go and have a look. Prices are very reasonable for tickets and for food and drinks. So
and for the parking.
Do go. And if it's a nice day, you can sit and watch the goslings go up
gorgeous.
And down on the river.
Cygnets,
sorry.
Cygnets, yeah. They were sitting on the mother's back last week, yes. Yeah.
Well, can't beat that, can you?
No. I think I could be wrong. I might have got my bird spotting facts wrong, but there's a couple of wagtails, and I thought at first they were just the grey wagtails, which I have got yellow on them, but actually I think they are yellow wagtails, which are quite scarce down there. And I know there's a kingfisher, but I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we will sometime. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you very much for all your support and ongoing enthusiasm, so thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.